Welcome to Super Easy Nihongo. Hi, this is Kazumi. Thank you for coming back to this podcast. This podcast is created to help you understand the key phrases in a conversation that you have with your Japanese friend, or you can use the cool key phrases that you can use everyday conversation with your friend. I introduce one key phrase in each episode, and then today's phrase is 大丈夫 means all right, fine, okay. So whenever you are in a situation that you say all right or okay, or you want to ask, are you all right or are you okay, then you can use this phrase 大丈夫 pretty much all the time. If I think about my everyday life when I'm speaking Japanese, I could say I'm using this phrase 大丈夫 at least once a day, because this phrase is such a convenient phrase that you can use for many things. Let's look at the real life example. For example, your colleague came to the office after 3 day sick leave, and then you ask your colleague, are you all right, right? And then you can use 大丈夫, and then the colleague says, hi, 大丈夫, or hi, 大丈夫です. So adding hi and des to this phrase makes the answer more polite. Or when you want to ask your subordinate, your report, if the project is going all right, you can also ask your subordinates, is the project 大丈夫? And then your subordinate can also answer, if it's all right, hi, 大丈夫です. Hi, 大丈夫です. Right? And the other example here is to ask the schedule. You're planning a birthday party with your family. And then you ask your family, is this weekend okay for you? Does this weekend work for you? Then you can ask, this weekend 大丈夫? Then if this weekend works for the other family member, the other person says, yes, 大丈夫. 大丈夫. Is the informal version of yes. You can either say 大丈夫 or 大丈夫 as an answer. This 大丈夫 phrase, you can basically use for any occasion that you want to ask if the other person is all right, or if there something works okay for the other person or not. Or when you want to say, I'm all right, I'm fine, or your project is fine, you can say 大丈夫 about something you're talking about. So hopefully this episode also helps you to learn Japanese. And looking forward to seeing you in the next episode. Bye-bye!